thank you, and thank you for not opting for the short answer there. It's a very complex subject, as are most of the issues, and this one is equally complex, so from a very different angle. It's about housing. What are your views on the removal of housing benefit for 18 to 21 year olds? What are your views on the removal of housing benefit for 18 to 21 year olds? And Richard, please can you start on this one?
Quite simply, it's wrong.
It shouldn't be happening. Young people have had a really rough deal from this government. We've already heard that education, they've taken away the education maintenance allowance, tuition fees have trebled for those in higher education. And in terms of housing, we know that young people have been hit in terms of the minimum wage. Minimum wage, good news is it's gone up, bad news is if you're young, it doesn't apply to you. And on housing benefit, to take away housing benefit for 18 to 21 year olds is wrong. And actually, you know, paradoxically, that will actually increase homelessness amongst young people, not decrease it. So I'm completely opposed to that. We do need a new approach on housing. I said in my opening remarks, we need a major programme of house building, affordable house building for rent and for buy. We need to ensure that Help to Buy is made available to first-time buyers and that local people get first dibs on new housing that is created. There are ways and means that that can be done. What is a paradox, you know, for the Conservatives to be in, home ownership has actually fallen, particularly amongst young people under the Conservatives, who used to pride themselves as a party of home ownership. Quite frankly, it's so difficult for a young person now to get on a housing ladder. In privately rented, they're very likely to be exploited. That's why we do need 3-year tenancies becoming the norm in private rented. We need much better regulation of the private rented sector. We need to have a major increase in house building, particularly of social housing, as I say, for rent and for buy. And we need to ensure that young people get a fair crack of the whip on that. At the moment, they do not.
Part of my party's policy that I disagree or detract from the most. I disagree with the removal of housing benefit for 18 to 21 year olds, precisely because of what Richard was saying. I think it will increase homelessness. And homelessness is something that I've campaigned against and worked to tackle. And whilst the government has tried to build in some safeguards for certain people, and they've tried to introduce regulation to make sure that some of the most vulnerable are still able to access housing benefit, I personally think that it should not have been removed in the first place. I agree with Richard on the need for more social housing. I was very, very pleased to see Theresa May in the manifesto commit to more council housing to be built across the country, because housing is a very, very important issue. Houses are home, and it's where we raise our children, and it's where we live our lives. And that's a very important place. So,
when I was 21 years old, my husband and our first child relied on housing benefit to survive. I did not have the means to make an income because I was still a student, as was my husband. We were both very hard-working people, but we just did not have the money to pay for the house. So I absolutely and completely oppose getting rid of it, because it absolutely is fundamental that young people should be able to live somewhere, whether or not their income, which of course, as Richard was saying, for £4 and 5 pence for a 16 to 18 year old is not an income, you're not going to be able to actually afford to live anywhere. And many young people, I know this is a mental health book nurse working with young people are driven out of their homes sometimes due to the horrible situation that our society puts them into. We should be able to back them in actually creating a home that is safe and secure, where they can actually build from that a life that is worth living in real terms. So yes, I completely oppose that and would work against it.
Thank you. We have a cross-party agreement. It may not be a shock, but I entirely agree that it's wrong to remove housing benefit from 18 to 21-year-olds. And really, it is a symptom. You can try and squeeze the supply of housing one way or another, but ultimately this is a symptom that we don't have enough housing, and in particular we don't have enough social housing. So we really do need to build more social housing so that we're not forced, or the government doesn't feel forced into measures like this to try and eke out the limited amount of social housing that we have amongst the population. That is the answer to this. We've gone from a society where we invested money in housing, building houses, and for a few people, housing benefit was there when they needed it, to one where most of the government's housing budget goes on housing benefit. And we need to reverse that. We need to spend that money building houses, and then we won't need to spend as much money on housing benefit. And we'll allow, it'll be possible for 18 to 21 year olds to